It's about time, because we're going there.
Well, well, well. Welcome back to We're Going There. I'm your host, Bianca Wattis-Oltoff. And if you have missed any of the episodes this week, you're going to want to go back and catch up, because we are in a series entitled Love Is. And to make sure that we are all on the same page, I'm going to make sure that Paul's words are ingrained in our brains. So in 1 Corinthians 13, starting with verse 4, I love what Paul says. He is not just describing love, he's defining love. And he says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Well, we are getting into the real stuff about relationships, and as you might have remembered from yesterday's conversation, we love to have some real talk. Hi friends, I had my best friend Melanie come and stay with me, and she pulled out this small packet of green powder, and I said, what are you doing? She told me about Athletic Greens, and let me tell you something, I'm obsessed, okay? So with this one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, we're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and so much more. It's good for your gut, it's good for your nervous system, it's good for your immune system. So with cold and flu season around the corner, I want something that's gonna boost my immunity. Most importantly, it gets to remove all the other pills and supplements I was taking every single day, and now in just one easy scoop, I get to have everything that I need. And it's the best part of my morning routine. I even start it before I even have coffee. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free month supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WGT for We're Going There. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WGT to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay. So we in this series have been discussing dating and relationships and even sex. This topic that we're going to be discussing today is crucial, and it's a crucial part of our relationships and love. And that is, drum roll please, intimacy. People talk about love at first sight in a very fairy tale way, but I have some concerns with people who fall in love based simply on physical attributes of a person. Before true connections can form, intimacy is needed. The definition of intimacy is close familiarity or friendship, closeness. But my daddy always taught us a simplistic definition of intimacy. Are you ready for it? He said intimacy was into me, you see? Because intimacy is a way of getting to know someone. And as a byproduct, we build a deeper level of love and relationship. The lie is that intimacy has to do with sex. But intimacy has so much more to do than just a physical connection between two people. It's spiritual, emotional, and mental. So how can we navigate intimacy in dating while exercising wisdom? Using God's word, let's provide direction and boundaries for how we can handle intimacy with wisdom. Number one, the first one is physical intimacy. Yesterday, we spoke all entirely about sex. And so if you need a refresher on the sex talk, you can go back and listen to that episode. But there's a lot that happens physically before we get to sex. Physical intimacy is great, but we are going to need wisdom and boundaries. So for some people, kissing may be totally fine. But for others, it might be too much. It might cause temptation and lust and desire that's not really in a safe place. So here are some great boundaries that you can jot down to help you create a filter. Okay, here's a boundary. If you or they get way too physical, way too fast, that's a no-go, bro. All right, next one. If they or you set boundaries that are constantly broken, that's a no-go, bro. If you find yourself lusty, dusty, and musty, that's a no-go, bro. All right, those are three little practical handles, because I'm going to encourage you right now, be wise and set those boundaries by discussing what is permissible biblically and what is acceptable physically. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Be wise and set boundaries by discussing what is permissible biblically and acceptable physically. 1 Corinthians 6 tells us to run from sexual immorality. So communicate those boundaries before you engage in intimate acts that might hurt a relationship or worse, hurt ourselves. Okay, so number one was physical intimacy. Number two is emotional intimacy. Emotional intimacy is when you get to connect with someone's soul and the deepest parts of them. But it's also an evaluation of their emotional stability. If you're a person who doesn't like complicated or crazy, emotional stability might be a big value for you. So don't date someone who is emotionally unstable or up and down. Well, how do we discover emotional stability and intimacy? This happens through conversations, shared emotional experiences, and time spent together. This is where true friendship happens. Check out Song of Songs 5:16. It says, "This is my beloved, this is my friend." So I think friendship is crucial in this stage. Well, let's also talk about some boundaries. What are some boundaries? If one of you divulges too much too soon, that's a no-go, bro. If one of you or both of you are expecting the other person to complete you and make you whole, that's a no-go, bro. Only Jesus can do that. If either of you are emotionally codependent or emotionally unstable, that's a no-go, bro. See, there's all these little red flags that I'm giving you, practical handles, y'all. You're going to be ready to date, all right? So make sure that you are growing slowly into emotional intimacy. Make sure others are part of this relationship to be a balancing act and help also to help keep you accountable from becoming Siamese twins who are bound in an unhealthy way, you know, like codependency. Okay, let's talk about mental intimacy. The underestimated aspect of intimacy is mental intimacy. But this is crucial. This is crucial because the truth of the matter is you can have intimacy spiritually, you can have intimacy emotionally, you could have intimacy physically, but then there's this crucial aspect. The question you should ask yourself when evaluating mental intimacy is this person on the same level as you when it comes to learning, mentally growing, or thinking critically? Here's a simple red flag. If you like to read and the person you're dating picks up a book and says, "Yeah, but where are the pictures?" That's a no-go, bro. It's small things like that you have to be mindful of. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron. So if you are iron and the guy that you're dating is as dense as a rock, it will dull your sword. And the last level of intimacy, which is my favorite level of intimacy, is number 4, spiritual intimacy. I love my husband and I think that he's wonderful. But the thing that drew me to my husband wasn't his beautiful blue eyes or his bulging biceps. It wasn't how smart he was or even how many similarities we had. It was his love for Jesus and the way that his walk with the Lord inspired me to know God more. Spiritual intimacy happens through spiritual conversations, shared spiritual experiences, praying together, serving together, and even reading God's word together. Here's what you want to avoid. If your partner uses the word of God to make you feel dumb or less than, that's a no-go, bro. If your partner over-spiritualizes or manipulates scripture to make them feel superior over you, that's a no-go, bro. Jesus couldn't stand Pharisees and neither do I. Be cautious and careful with who you allow to enter your spiritual world and speak into your relationship with God. A good boundary would be to get an older couple or a pastor or a counselor or a therapist to speak into your relationship and ensure both of you are spiritually on the same level. I hope that as you delve into intimacy with even friends, coworkers, but specifically within dating relationships, that you do a constant evaluation of physical intimacy and those boundaries, emotional intimacy to make sure that you guys are emotionally connected, mental intimacy to make sure you're all on the same page, and lastly, spiritual intimacy to make sure you guys are pushing each other forward. I hope that you download the free resource that's part of this curriculum. All you have to do to get the free resource is go to biancaoltoff.com/love. You can input your information. You will immediately get the 6 video sessions all for free and a PDF that you can download for your curriculum. You could do it by yourself or with your small group. I'd love to see how you are growing in this area. You can tag me at @biancaoltoff with your homework, your small group, or you by yourself. Thanks for being part of this series, and I hope it has blessed you as much as it has blessed me.